This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time to get your shot at a trip to see Gwen Stefani. Yeah, shots, shots, shots. Everybody get your shot. Gwen Stefani's doing a residency in Vegas, which is super exciting. And who doesn't want to go to Vegas? We got round-trip airfare, hotel, tickets, a little spending money. It could all be yours. Here's how to enter. We have a special text number. It's 20357. Don't be scared. It's only five numbers. Make it a favorite. That's our new contest line here at the Alice. The word to text is Gwen, G-W-E-N. Text Gwen to 20357 right now, and you'll be in the running for this huge trip to Vegas. If you don't enter, you can't win. So, you know, just take a second. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Alice at 97.3 wants to send you to Vegas to see Gwen Stefani. Very exciting.
I'd love to go to Vegas.
Oh, my God. I know. I'll go and just wait outside the Gwen concert. I just, you know, please, can I come in? I can't? All right, great. I'll do all these other things there are in Vegas.
The movie that you recommended that I didn't finish also takes place in Vegas in a weird way. And, and that's...
I withdraw my recommendation, just kind of a blanket. If you were going to watch Army of the Dead based on my recommendation, I rescind my recommendation.
It's too late to save me. I started it and then got burned and went, I'm going to leave this. But
it's good for like the first half hour. The first half hour, I was like, this is great. I'm in. And then I went, Dad, this movie sucks. I'm sorry. Are those zombies going to do it? Because they seem to be romantically involved.
That's where I walked out.
The stench of desiccated flesh as they almost kiss each other is just, it's too much for me.
So how far in was that?
An hour.
Oh, an hour.
And but I was already having second thoughts. The second half hour, And then by the time the zombies start doing some kind of mating dance, I'm like, this is not.
Yeah,
this is.
I walked off. I was like, I'm going to go to bed. This.
I apologize to my family. I know. I know this is my fault, but I don't want to watch this anymore.
So they didn't finish it either?
No, we all just went, okay, let's find something else to watch.
Oh, boy.
69% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not bad.
That's because most people fall asleep in the first half hour. You know, they're like me.
Oh, so it just runs.
It just runs, and they're like, oh, all right, that was fine, I think.
Well, listen, so you're trying to win some tickets to Vegas to see Gwen. That's a separate number from the one I'm about to give you, which is our text line where you can make comments or compliments or whatever you have to say for the show. You call or you text, I should say, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys wrote. I don't know who Zoidberg is, but 510 says, human kissing is like Zoidberg from Futurama. Anybody get that reference? I don't know it.
I didn't watch Futurama.
Me neither.
I think that's the robot.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think.
Zoidberg? But.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like the octopus guy.
Oh, goodness.
An octopus. Or octopus wrap you right up. And then they got that beaky face they'd stick on
you.
Let
me show you what pops up.
Oh.
Oh! Oh, dear.
He has some of his tentacles right there on his mouth, huh?
Uh-huh. Hmm. All right. John Mayer announced the date of his new album today, says 408. All right.
What is it?
They didn't say.
Oh, well, they should have included that information. That's a nugget I would have liked.
I hope you guys are happy, says 415. I had that damn Omahans song stuck in my head on Saturday while walking my dog. Just stop it.
Yeah, which we're one, not. Though? We're actually not happy about it.
Which one, though?
Vinny and I can't stand the new one. The one that we don't want you to play right now. Play the written. No, not that one. That's the one. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, Coco's singing along.
I only know that one part. No? No, part? Sarah?
Oh, I know a song I want to sing.
Okay, what?
Bryn knows what it is.
What?
Oh. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Oh. Okay. I was like, how would I know what you
We got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me. Ooh, that's all I want.
So close. So close.
You got it.
That was good. That was good. Yeah. I give you that.
Close.
I just checked my Alexa app and they updated it. I had to sign back into it and went back, went into settings, then account settings, and then found Amazon Sidewalk enabled. I disabled it. My entire family and I are using all of our internet bandwidth and can't afford anybody sharing it.
We're not sharing it. We're paying for it and you're not having any. Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you.
You can opt out.
I definitely have had, because of the pandemic, my provider has said, we're going to need to up your data plan because you're using it all.
What?
Well.
And we were like, whoa, okay. So that's the way that goes. I've had to get more data. So, Look. Let us opt in. Don't opt us in and make us opt out.
No,
that's my problem.
Nobody will opt in. That's the
No, I bet you opted in when you clicked that.
I
read these terms and agree.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, thanks for opting in.
707 says, my high school boyfriend was hot and smart and football captain and a sweet Mormon boy. I was his first girlfriend and he was my second boyfriend and I consider myself a good kisser, but even I couldn't save this boy. He would basically lick the outside of my mouth. And my sisters and I would joke that even my forehead was wet after kissing him. Sure hope he figured it out now for his wife's sake. LOL.
Yeah. Isn't it on you to sort of try to teach someone?
No.
Tell them how you like to be kissed?
No.
I feel like
it's not on you. I mean, if you think this...
If you want to continue kissing them.
Yeah.
If you're you've just put the last nail in your own coffin on that one. And by... Nail, I mean tongue.
First, you kind of stay with them for a long time.
You should teach them how. You got to do it early because you can't be like, oh, yeah, that's I love making out with you. Because then it's going to be really hard. You're going to just ruin their ego when you say, I don't love making out with you. Here's why. You suck at kissing. It's hard. Sometimes you have to break up with someone just because you wait too long to tell them something.
I had this roommate who had a girlfriend and they were in love and they had this, they came, like he's one of those guys who leaves for the weekend and comes back and he's got a full-blown girlfriend and you're like, what?
Oh.
He's one of those guys. So he's got this girlfriend and he's
those guys.
All of a sudden you're like, okay, now this chick's at our house every day? Great.
They're
together for months and months and months and months and they're in love and then there's a point where there's a blow up.
Oh.
And it turns out he did this thing with his hands on her face when they would kiss and she finally snapped and said, get your dirty hands off my face. I don't like it when you're doing that when we're trying to. I actually had a conversation with him after the blow up and he's like, I've been kissing her like that every day for the whole time and she never said anything and then one day she starts screaming at me like I didn't know I thought she liked that and I was just so sad.
But it's true, we let things get away from us, you know. Yep. We think that'll change, that'll stop, and then he thinks you like it and you haven't said anything and then now there is no simple way to put it anymore. It has to be a fight and then he's
snapped.
Never gonna kiss you the same way and you might as well just break up,
right?
Because you waited too long to say something. A lot of really great relationships are ruined because we're too big of pussies to say what we want to say. We never say it.
Well, it's hard if time passes,
right?
Right. I mean,
that's why you can't let time pass. You need to be very direct.
There's a build up there.
Easy for you to say.
So. It is. It is easy because I've been in this relationship all this time. But if I'm ever in another relationship, it's going to be really hard for me to say how bad of a kisser that person is.
I'm going to let things go too long
and just have to break up with them.
I never want it to happen to you, but boy, I hope I'm around to watch if it
does.
Well,
you're not. God, it's never going to happen. There. Jesus, Vinny. That'd be terrible. I'll be a terrible dater. I'm just going to call Whitey and get it over. Just come on out here, Whitey.
Oh, my God. You're going to, rather than meet new people,
you'll
go back to
someone
you knew. I don't want to
meet anybody new. I can't stand new people. God, now I get to know someone and they've got their needs. Forget it.
I would just, God, I swear to you. I know that it's not true. It's made up in my head, but I swear a couple times when you went out with Franti just for dinner or whatever, I was like, I think he's going to try and turn her into Mrs. Franti.
Oh, geez. I was already somebody's missus.
Well, I know.
I don't think so. I hope you're wrong because I wouldn't want to let him down. And what would that say about my clue picking up skills, you know? I think we were always just friends. I mean, you would tell me about
his
girlfriend.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure it's in my head, but you know.
I'm alive too, Michael.
I definitely thought.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
You know, the door was open there for you to say, yeah, I was thinking about leaving my husband. What do you think, huh? Or whatever.
Oh,
I don't know how that goes, but you know.
He would come over to my house with my husband. I mean, we were all together.
Well, he's a rock star. I'm sure he'd even be fine with, you know, the three of you jumping in together.
Oh,
who
I
knows?
Didn't even think about that. Right. He's probably very open to whatever relationship I was interested in. You're right, Vinny. Maybe I'll call him, see if him and his wife and kid and everybody wants to come over and we can just
ride around
in the backyard on the lawn. It's fun. Come on, guys.
415 says, she said I love you for the first time after they had sex for the first time. That's why he remembers it. Chicks are so gullible. What?
I don't know.
She said I love you for the first
time. That must be the Machine Gun Kelly story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what he's trying to say. But it seems like he's crass enough that he'd just go, we boned for the first time today, 1 year ago.
All right.
Giggity.
By the time the GNR tour came to the Bay, Faith No More was no longer on the bill, and we got Body Count.
Oh.
Then the grass fight at the Oakland Coliseum started and ruined the grass for the A's game the next day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they were pulling up the sod and throwing it at each other?
You'd think they would have had that tarped off. I wonder if somebody peeled back the tarp or just
I don't know,
crazy.
But, you know, when a crowd gets crazy, stuff happens fast. I still remember, I wasn't there, but I remember the reports of that, what was that, the Woodstock 1990s or something?
Yes.
When the latrines were leaking into the mud and it just became this wet, muddy, poop-filled, and they were all covered in it. Oh,
it just God. Seemed like the last place on earth I'd ever want to be.
Yuck.
So bogus.
Ugh. The video of Ed and Courtney's dancing is on Ed's Instagram, and as I think I was the one to point out, he's probably got more fans than any number one TV show out there. So I'm sure that was widely seen, right?
Yeah. Well, it just went up a day ago, and it already has over 7 million views.
Which is decent numbers.
It's more than any cable show gets, you know?
It's hard for me, I should just speak for myself, to get my head around it. But the idea is, you know, views. More people are seeing his Instagram than any news show or any TV show that's out there with that many followers, right?
People love it. I wonder how many people have actually watched the special, the reunion special on HBO Max. Like, how many subscribers?
Yeah, I don't know. Two questions. What are the email addresses to send text to, and better send it? I don't know what they're saying there.
Our email is Sarah or Vinny or Bryn at RadioAlice.com, and our text number is 800. You clearly know it because you 800-400-3697, you texted us.
Uh-huh.
The contest number is, this is a separate text number that you should have because of all the great contests we have, 20357, just those five numbers.
Shout out to all the young boys and girls who need support in life. My daughter came out to me this past weekend after assuming I'd denied her choice. Turns out I fully support her and I'm willing to help her and her future endeavors. Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. Mm.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was trying to say when we tackled that conversation before. I think people, look, there are bad parents. There are parents who won't support you, but I think many parents will support you.
Sure, give them a chance.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much they love you, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. It might blow your mind, but right. You know, when you have kids, you'll go, oh, right, I can't ever possibly imagine not. This is now all-consuming, this whole
all
kid
I really
thing.
Want is my kids to be happy.
Right. Millennial here. Fiance and I moved in together after 6 months to... Oh, dear. Oh, darn it. Oh, to save on rent. Lived for 5 years before getting engaged. Worked out.
Yeah,
good for
nice.
Them.
It's good. Yeah, we learned a term called millennial divorce, which really just means moving out of your boyfriend's or girlfriend's house.
Mm-hmm.
You're not married, but it's still difficult to extract yourself.
Gen X here. We didn't combine finances until we bought a house, and even then, only 50% combined. I wasn't willing, as a child of divorce, to ever completely surrender control of all my finance. Funnily, I basically manage my husband's account. He has no idea how much money we have, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
All right, well. You know, that's one of those things. Do people come from different stuff?
Right. And some people really don't want to. I really wish I could be like, John, just take over all the bills and all the billing and all the things. I would love to not have to do that stuff.
Why can't you?
Because I'm running a business over here and I, you know.
Oh.
And also I'm a control freak.
Oh, well, that's for sure. Mm.
I'd love to hand it off. He goes, all right, show me what to do. I go, oh, that would be too hard. Forget it. Just go do whatever you were going to do. I'll sit here and do the bills.
This is the last one because we're out of time. But did any of you watch the Indy 500 over the weekend? The entire place was full. Not an empty seat in the grandstands. I didn't watch, but that's great. I'm glad people are getting out.
Yeah. I hope it's not a super spreader event.
We had company over the weekend, and it was really neat to have people around. We liked
it. No masks. Everybody's vaccinated.
We ate outside and didn't even wear masks. We were hanging out. Yeah. Wonderful.
It is. It's a great feeling to just see the people who you love. You see their whole face. It's like, oh, look at you in your face.
Anyway, we got a break. We'll come back and say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Don't worry about
the bad
it.
Omaha song.
Oh,
don't
was
worry
I?
About-
yes.
You want to hear something trippy?
Okay.
I woke up in the middle of the night on one of the weekend days that we just had, and I was like, all right, I'm going to go pee, and then I'll go back to bed. And I get back in bed, and I'm laying there, and I can't fall back asleep, and I can't figure out why. And it's not until I realize I have a Miley Cyrus song going in my head because my family won't stop listening to her, and it's stuck. It's on repeat.
Sing to me. Which song is it?
I don't remember which one it was. It was one of the ones that they'd just been playing before we'd gone to bed, and then it was just stuck in my head, and I couldn't stop it. I couldn't get it off.
You got to read a book or something at that point. Don't
Slide Away? Slide Away?
Slide Away.
Oh, whoa, that one. That's the one about her husband, right?
Yeah, she says he's a whiskey. I just couldn't get it out of my head, and then I realized I have a loop going in loudly.
Is this
in
a song?
My head?
Yeah, that's that'll be in my head all day. Better Good than that Omaha song, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway.
Ran in his terrible songs.
You know you like it.
No. So have a great Tuesday. Let's get things done. We got a short week this week. Let's power through it and get all the stuff done. And we need to let's jackhammer the hell out of this week. Let's
and
do
hey,
it.
Hey, listen, by the way, so V-Hale's coming up. She was excellent on our podcast.
She
we
was.
We have a Secret Show podcast. It's back. I hope that you'll give it a listen. She was fun.
She's a great addition to the Alice family. I really enjoy V Hale. She sent me this picture over the weekend where she and actually I did get a couple pictures from her exclusively, but then I looked over on Instagram and one of the ones that she sent me was the beer guzzling one. Did you happen to see that?
I saw the one with her. She was wasted. She was actually, I don't know what's going on with her, but she was wasted and trying to talk to a friend. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's posting that. Okay, well.
Yeah. She goes on Friday night. I had texted her, you know, hey, if you're available, jump on the happy hour. We're going to do the happy hour. And about 2 hours later, she's looking in the camera and she goes, okay. And then she sends it to me. Like, why would you send that? Like, she's just hammered looking into a phone. Anyway, she's up next. Enjoy your day with B. Hale. She's a great part of the show or the part of the party. And
I want to see that video.
You know what? I'll send it to you guys right now. It's really funny. She's all, nope, 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 nope. So have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. The end. Goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.